The following is transcribed.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman is unaware of Mary Hennig's dire peril as violent death stealthily trails her path.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, are you all set for the big news I've been promising you? Believe me, it is big. You're going to be just as excited about it as I am. Listen, you know that Superman Crusader ring Jimmy Olsen's wearing? The ring Superman said Jimmy should give out at Unity House as a symbol of good citizenship? Well, how'd you like to have a ring just like it? Yes, sir, you can get a Superman Crusader ring, too. You see, Kellogg's Pep has fixed that up for you. You can proudly wear this symbol of Superman's fight for tolerance and good sportsmanship. And is this ring terrific? Shiny and silver-looking, with Superman's picture standing out big and smiling on the front, and the word Superman Crusader on the side. That's to identify you as one of the Superman gang. And this ring is adjustable, too. You can fit it right on your finger yourself. And it's made of such sturdy metal, with such a durable silver-like finish, it'll keep right on looking shiny and slick for a long, long time. Now, to get your Superman Crusader ring, here's what you do. Ask Mom to get you a package of that Sunshine cereal Kellogg's Pep. Send the box top along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that? Send one Kellogg's Pep box top, 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. Ask Mom to get you some P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. As you remember, young Mary Hennig, a reformed juvenile gang leader, also known as Chickie, who is now a Daily Planet office girl, faces a prison term on circumstantial evidence of passing counterfeit money. As part of Clark Kent's plan to clear her name, Mary pretended to return to her dishonest ways and secured a job as a messenger for a man named Pearlie, from one of whose boys she had received the counterfeit money. Summoned to meet Pearlie late one night in a coffee shop, Mary left her house to walk to the bus line, unaware that Pearlie's henchman, a brute-like man named Herman, who was certain Mary was not to be trusted, was trailing her, a knife in his hand and murder in his eyes. As we continue now, Herman is only a pace behind the unsuspecting girl. Slowly he narrows the gap, raises his knife, and is about to plunge it into her back when suddenly he stops, the steel blade poised in midair, the snarl of fury contorting his face. He slips noiselessly into a doorway and presses back into the dark shadows as a tall figure steps into the light of the street lamp, a silver shield gleaming on his blue uniform. Listen.
Well, if it isn't Mary Hennig herself.
Oh, hello, Officer Murphy.
Faith, and where would you be going at this time of night, Mary? And alone, too.
Who, me? Oh, I got somebody to see.
Do you now? Like who, for instance?
Why, well, that's my business.
Sure, and maybe it's my business, too. You've been forgetting you're on probation, Colleen.
Oh, no, I didn't forget, but... Well, so what? Can't I even walk on the street without asking permission?
Sure you can. But when it's close to midnight and you're out alone, why, then it's up to me to be inquiring about it.
Well, I know, but...
You wouldn't be after slipping back into your old ways now, would you, Mary?
Oh, no, sir. Of course not, Officer Murphy. I learned my lesson. Right now, I gotta...
Good. Now, where are you going at this time of night, huh?
Well, I can't tell you where I'm going, Officer Murphy, but I swear I'm not going to do anything wrong, honest. It's a business secret.
A business secret, is it? Would it be having to do with a newspaper story now?
Oh, yes. But I can't tell you any more, officer. Please believe me. I'm not doing anything wrong, and I've got to hurry now or I'll be late.
All right, Mary. After all, I want you to be thinking of me as your friend, not your enemy. Which way would you be going now?
Over to 4th Avenue to get the bus.
I'd be walking along with you then, if you don't mind.
Well...
No, this is a dark street and it's late, so I'll see you safe to the bus. Come along.
Glad you called me back to work, Mr. Pearlie.
I figured that I needed a smart girl like you.
Thanks. What's the special job you said you got for me?
Well, it's like this, Chickie. You see, I'm moving my office to a new location over on Front Street.
Moving, huh? Why?
Because I don't like cops dropping around. And since your friend, Inspector Henderson, is in today...
Look, he ain't no friend of mine.
Don't I know it? You did yourself a good turn when you tipped me off he was coming. Not that he would have found anything wrong, understand. But you proved you were on your toes and in there pitching for me. So now I'm going to do something for you.
Yeah? What's cooking?
Here's the pitch. When I decided to move my office, I decided to let all my messengers go, too. All except you and Biff Morgan.
Well, how come? You said you needed lots of messages.
Yeah, but a couple of the kids, I don't know which ones, weren't as smart and careful as they should have been. And they got the cops on their trail.
Oh, the dopes.
But I've got to have a new crew of messengers, and fast, because business is very good right now. Now, you must know quite a few kids who make good messengers. Kids who know what the score is and who can be trusted.
You want I should pick out kids who make good messages for you, huh?
That's right. I want at least 10 kids, but 5 will do to start. There's you and Biff and a friend of his he's bringing in tomorrow. That'll make 3.
Yeah.
I'm counting on you to bring in at least 2 more.
Uh-huh.
Because I've got to have 5 messengers tomorrow to take care of the work I've got lined up.
By tomorrow, huh?
That's right. I'll pay you $25 for every kid you bring in.
$25?
Uh-huh. That's besides your salary, of course. What do you say, Jiggy?
Oh, gee, I'll sure do my best, Mr. Pearly.
That's the way to talk. Now, get this. The new office is at 225 Front Street.
225 Front?
Right. Also, I changed the name of the outfit from the Reliable Messenger Service to the Dependable Messenger Service.
Dependable, I got it.
Good. I'll expect you there at 9 o'clock in the morning with 2 more messengers. Meanwhile, here's something for your trouble. That is, in coming over here to see me tonight.
Sheep? A tent spot?
Uh-huh. Wait. Maybe you'd rather have this bill.
Wow! A double sober!
Yeah, $20 bill. But if you take this one, you'll have to be careful spending it.
What do you mean?
Well, I know now I can trust you, Chickie, so I'll give you the lowdown. This bill is phony.
You mean it's counterfeit?
Not so loud. That's right. A smart kid like you shouldn't have any trouble passing it. You just gotta be careful.
I'll take it, Mr. Pearly.
I knew you were a smart kid. Okay, now, I'll put you in a taxi and send you home. And first thing tomorrow, you get busy and round up at least 2 good kids. Have them in my office at 9 o'clock.
Okay, Mr. Pearly, it's a deal.
This is the $20 bill Pearly gave you last night, Mary. Hmm?
Yes, Mr. Kent.
Mm-hmm. That's counterfeit, all right.
Well, let me see it, Mr. Kent.
Here you are, Jim.
Boy, sure looks good. Say, how does this Pearly guy manage to pass so much of this stuff?
I think we know now. You see, he orders plane tickets, train reservations, theater tickets, things like that, which run into good sums of money, and has his messengers pick them up with counterfeit money.
Well, how could he get away with that when you've got to give your name when you've...
Well, he uses phony names when he orders, of course.
Oh.
Then he either sends his messengers back with the tickets and gets good money in exchange, or he sells them elsewhere for legal money. Right, Mary?
Uh-huh. That's how it shapes up to me.
Jeepers. What a sweet racket.
Yes, it's clever, all right. But all rackets are broken eventually, and thanks to you, Mary, I think we'll break this one before long.
I sure hope so, Mr. Kent.
We will. As soon as you find out where Pearly gets his counterfeit money and tip us off that his messengers are carrying it, Inspector Henderson and I will go into action.
Mary, look, I'm awful sorry I called you a crook the other day. I was mad.
Oh, that's all right, Jim. You didn't know. But listen, Mr. Kemp, what am I going to do about the 2 extra kids Pearly wants me to bring to his office this morning?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that, Mary. It would help if the 2 boys you brought in were someone we knew, so when we cracked down, those boys could testify for us.
But I don't know any kids like that. Well,
sure you do, Mary. Me.
You?
You.
Right. Pearly doesn't know me, and I can talk tough. Like this, see? You want to make something of it, buddy?
Say, you're pretty good, Jim.
Now, wait a minute. I don't know about that,
please,
Jim.
Please let me, Mr. Kent.
Well,
I did something like it once before when we were tracking down those filthy Guardians of America. Remember?
Yes, I do, and you did a good job, but I don't know. This is even more dangerous, I'm afraid.
Oh, now, listen.
If Pearly caught on to who you were, it'd be too bad.
But he won't catch on. Gosh, if it's not too dangerous for Mary, a girl, it's certainly not too dangerous for me.
Well, you've got a point there, but
please, Mr. Kent. I want to help Mary to sort of make it up to her for what I said and did.
Well, in that case, I can hardly refuse, Jim.
Hot dog. And I've got our other messenger, too.
Who?
Beanie Martin.
Beanie?
Uh-huh. You should see him put on a tough act. He's terrific.
How come?
Well, he was brought up back at the gasworks, you know. Besides, he's always kicking about never getting a chance to do anything except run copy.
All right, let's ask him. Say, we'll have to work fast. Aren't you due at Pearlie's office at 9, Mary?
Yes, I am.
Well, it's 8:30 now or so. Let's get going.
We'll be back in a moment with the exciting climax of today's episode. So, stand by.
You know, gang, Jimmy Olsen's mighty proud of that Superman Crusader ring he's wearing. The one that shows that he's pledged himself with Superman to be a good citizen and crusade for tolerance and good sportsmanship. So, doesn't it give you a thrill to know that you can wear a Superman Crusader ring just like it? You know, Kellogg's Pep has fixed that up for you, and you're going to feel like strutting around when you wear that ring. I mean, it's a humdinger. It's made of sturdy, silver-looking metal with a shiny, durable finish that'll keep right on looking shiny and slick for a long, long time. Superman's picture stands out in the front, and the words Superman Crusader are printed clear and plain on the side. That makes you a Superman Crusader, too. And the ring's adjustable, so it's easy to fit right in your finger yourself. Now, here's how you get your Superman Crusader ring. Ask Mom to get you a package of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Send the box top along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. Get that now. Send one box top from a package of Kellogg's Pep, 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. Get your Superman Crusader ring from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Promptly agreeing to join them in their dangerous mission, Beanie Martin, Daily Planet copy boy, has accompanied Mary Hennig and Jimmy Olsen to Pearlie's new office on Front Street. In his inner office now, Pearlie is saying to Jim and Beanie,
"If Dickie says you two boys are okay, that's all right with me. You're hired."
"Gee, thanks, Mr. Pearlie."
"Yeah, much obliged, Mr. Pearlie."
"And did Chickie tell you what you to do?"
"Well, she didn't tell us much."
"No, she just told us this was a soft touch. Not much work and plenty of cabbage. And that's for us, huh, Jim?"
"You said it, pal."
"See? Told you they were right guys, Mr. Pearlie."
"Okay. Now, Biff Morgan should be here with another new messenger any minute, so I'll tell you all what you to do. Somebody just came into the reception room. Maybe it's Biff. You kids wait in here till I see. I'll be back in a moment."
"Well, it looks like we're in, kids. Shall all we have to do... What's the matter, Junior?"
"That kid in there who just came in. I saw him when Mr. Pearlie opened the door."
"You mean Biff Morgan?"
"No, Monk Owen. He knows me. We used to live next door to each other."
"Holy mackerel."
"Gee whiz, if he sees me, he'll tell Pearlie who I am, and we'll all be dead pigeons."
"Oh, gosh, gee, what are we going to..."
"Come in here, boys. I want you to meet three other messengers."
"Oh, gosh, here they come. What do we do?"
"Gee whiz, I don't know, Beanie. Looks like we're done for."
Pale and trembling, Jimmy, Mary, and Beanie sit as if stricken, feeling trapped, as Pearlie leads Biff Morgan and Monk Owen into his private office. What will happen to our three young friends now, with apparently no way of escape open to them? They are doomed to be branded as spies. Tomorrow's episode is a real thriller, gang, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a transcribed copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, who's in the know about kids in other countries, how they look and how they dress? Well, Kellogg has the answer with the cutouts on packages of Kellogg's Crumbles. Boy, will the kids in your family have a load of fun with these dolls of all nations, cutting them out and changing their costumes and collecting all six countries in the series, like Switzerland, Russia, and Sweden. Two cutout dolls on every package in full color. That's dolls of all nations on packages of Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman.